Simon Chen He, Sif Yud Ches. A new halacha. The Machaber says one's not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos. And Mr. Burr explains the reason is, Chazam and Xero, that when you're riding on an animal, there might be some branches from the tree in your way, and you're going to break a branch off from the tree in order to use that branch to manik to lead the behemoth. And then you'll be chayiv for the malacha of Kaitzer. Totally, stripping a branch off a tree is a malacha of Kaitzer, and you'll be doing it in order to use the branch, so it's a real malacha. And therefore, Chazam or Gezer, you can't ride on a behemoth on Shabbos at all. And they said also that you can't be nitla on it, you can't hang from behemoth. Any shimish balachayim, any way or form of using the animal, is b'chlau rechiva, and it's part of Chazal's gzera. And Mr. Burr explains, even a place where there's no chashash can break off a branch. Let's say it's in the desert, there's no trees, or it's some use of the behemoth that has no shaykhs to break off a branch. You want to rub a baby on the back of the behemoth for fun for the baby, still you can't do it. Loy plu Chazal, not differentiate, and across the board, they said it's also to mishtamish of behemoth on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says even to use the side of the behemoth, not just the top of the behemoth, is also to use. But tzidet stam, the sides of the sides, is mutum. For example, if there's something that's hanging on the side of the behemoth, and you mishtamish that you use that, that's mutter. And Mr. Burr explains, it doesn't mean going on top, sitting on top of something that's on the side of the behemoth, but it means using the side of what's on the side of the behemoth. But sitting on something that's on the side of the behemoth, that's not considered tzidit stodden, that's considered stodden itself, and it's usher. We'll see more about that in Mitzvah soon. If someone climbs onto the behemoth on Shabbos, really this should be knas, he should be stuck there for the rest of the Shabbos. Mr. Burr compares it to somebody who climbs on a tree on Shabbos. It's also mishtamish with a tree on Shabbos. And Allah says in Shem Lam Avav, to stay on the tree the rest of Shabbos, the knas Rabbanon. Here you should really have to stay on also. Still, the Shulchan Aruch says, Atzar Balechayim, it's painful for the animal to have someone sitting on it so long, so therefore you can go off the behemoth even on Shabbos. And because the Sabbath of Chaim also has a heavy load on the behemoth, which has to come off because it's painful for the behemoth to have this heavy load in it, you could unload the load. And even if the load's muksa, you're allowed to do it. But the specific instructions how to do it, because now it'll be over on muksa on Shabbos because of Sabbath of Chaim. Rather, there's a way how to do it. You stick your head under the load and you slide the load over and let it fall down by itself. Kitzur, you do total begufa. You do it in an unusual way, in a strange way, you knock it off and not do it total directly. There's no problem mishtamish habalachai, and there's no problem muksa, usually tilta begufa. Anyway, we allow a muksa, the aru shem, the aramachmer, but here everyone agrees it's okay to avoid the issue of tzar balachayim. The Mos says one's not allowed to ride on a wagon that a guy is leading on Shabbos by riding on behemoth, because that's called you mishtamish the behemoth. Also, there's a practical concern, you might come to break a branch while you're riding on the wagon in order to help the guy lead the behemoth and get the behemoth go the right way. Mishnah Berurah points out we're discussing a guy leading the wagon and going on the behemoth, not just because a yid can't ride on the animal, but because a yid can't lead an animal and make it move, even if he's not riding on it. It's a problem of machaber. So machaber is a different issur besides the issur of riding on the behemoth. So even if a yid is leading it without going on the behemoth, it's still a problem of machaber. In any case, one cannot ride on the wagon that's being led by this behemoth, because even though the wagon is attached to the side of the behemoth, that's called tzidei behemoth, it's not called tzidei stodim, like we said before. Sifiotes, the Machaber says, the behemoth that fell into the water, so if you get the behemoth somehow to climb its way out, well, without doing any serum, great. If you have a guy, you get the behemoth out, that's also great. Let's say there's no way to get the behemoth out, and you have no guy who could do it, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, best is to find some kind of, take care of the behemoth, send down food, take care of it down there in the water. Let's say the water is too deep, and the behemoth can't stay down there. It's going to be dangerous for the behemoth. You have to get the behemoth out. It's a shalot tzar b'lechayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says you could put pillows and mattresses in front of the behemoth that could climb up and get out. Mishmur explains you could put any kelim there to help the behemoth get out. The chiddush of karmic sauce is pillows and mattresses, even though now they're going to get wet, they're going to be useless afterwards. Still, because tzar b'lechayim is a drastic inyan, that's deicha the drabonic isra b'tul kli meyachonai, inalo mivato keli on Shabbos from what used to be muchon for, and therefore you allow the karmic sauce, pillows and mattresses there as needed in order to provide a way for the behemoth to climb out of the Amas HaMayim. Now, take the behemoth out directly from the water, that's going to be asur because the Baal HaChayim Muksa. You know we said Tzar Baal HaChayim is the Raisa, and therefore we let you be over on the Isra of Bitu Kli Meichon, the Rabbanic Isra of Bitu Kli Meichon, not to Mivato Kli from what was Mukhan for beginning of Shabbos, we let you be over on that in order to avoid Tzar Baal HaChayim the Raisa. Here, to take the behemoth directly out, which is Isra of Muksa, that Mishnah Berurah says you cannot do. However, Mishnah Berurah says, Eli Rabbah says, the R place can be Aramekel, even to physically take it out, if there's no way to do it with a guy, and there's no way to do it with the karmic sauce, pillows, and mattresses, so then you could physically take it out. So ultimately, in the end, this is a machlokes, the Malkum that you stalk, could you physically pick the behemoth up and take it out of the water, the Malkum Tsar Balechaim.